Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I learned two very interesting things with songs on the ticket it out. So the first one is, you know Scatman?
Yeah.
That was about, he has a stammer. What? And the lyrics, he specifically tells us about his stammer in his lyrics. He's like, everybody stutters one way or the other, so check out my message for you. And he has a stutter. So he goes into it and he makes it into like music. There's like a video on it on YouTube.
Oh my God.
And it's like that, he's kind of a one hit wonder, but that whole song is about his stutter. And when he starts stuttering, he goes like to make it fun. That's his whole thing. But it's like an inspiration. Sorry. Inspirational.
It's very inspirational.
Inspirational message to people with stutters. Right? So, and then another one, you know that song Chacarone?
He's like, Chacarone, 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 Chacarone.
He's Mew. He's trying to sing a song. He's what? Mew. Yeah. So he's like, Chacarone, Chacarone. He's mute. He's that whole song is around it. And it's like, the people who were even like saying this on TikTok is like, oh, I bet you didn't know this. They're like, you obviously feel so fucking bad for him because it's like, there's these girls in hot pants dancing around and it's kind of like they're taking the piss out of him. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with Scatman? Fair enough, that's grand.
Yeah.
He's still getting his royalties. And I'm sure Chacarone as well.
I'd say Scatman in particular is making a bomb because it's back in the 90s.
Absolutely delighted with himself, yeah. But yeah, now there you go. Very interesting facts now about the old songs there now.
That's actually
You'll
very
You'll never listen to them the same again.
Ever.
Ever. You'll be like, Chacarone will come on, you'll be like, oh,
what?
Let's not sing along to that. Gotta be PC. Hello and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jan.
I'm Carla.
Just to remind you that we're on Patreon. And for 6 euros you'll get 5 extra episodes a month. After this we're going to be recording an episode on Boy Math. Didn't clickbait you enough in, I don't know what the fuck we else will. We're going to be roasting the men in the Boy Math episode of Patreon. How are you getting on? You were on AL. Annual Leaf.
It was on AL. I was
loving it. You were throwing the ideas at me on the WhatsApp. I was like, shut the fuck up, Carl.
Yeah, I was on Sardinia.
You're in Sardinia?
Yeah.
Where is that?
That is
it sounds like a can of fish to me. Every time you said Sardinia, I was like,
like sardines.
I keep thinking that.
Where do sardines come from?
Sardinia? Stop that.
Yeah. It's an Italian island.
Okay.
Very big one.
Lovely.
Near enough Sicily. You know that kind of way.
I was gonna say, you're flying back and forth to
to Sicily.
The same little spot on your Google map.
What? No, you can fly directly to Sardinia, even with Ryanair.
Do you go now?
No, that's for you. You absolutely need a car if you go.
Okay.
One of those. You know, can't get anywhere good by foot.
Right.
And had a ball.
Lovely. Delighted.
Had a ball. Some of the bluest waters I've ever seen. I've loads of stuff. I just haven't put it. You know, when you're like, I don't want to put up content, but like we went on a yacht trip, which was fabulous. Ooh. In a vintage yacht. It was amazing. Did a day trip doing that. We were in loads of places all around the coast. It's absolutely fabulous, guys. It's just a very like. Do you know what shocked me the most? It's not pizzas and pastas.
Yeah.
You know the way a lot of like when you go to Italy, it's like, oh, a pizza, oh, a pasta. There is a lot of that, but they're really into meat. And they have like Sardinian food is very like it's very specific. You know, it's very them. It's very theirs, you know. And very proud people as well. You wouldn't call them Italian. You'd call them Sardinian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but the food is fucking divine. So I would say go if you can.
Lovely.
And it's warm at this time of year. Like really warm, like in the 30s.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so okay.
It's been absolutely shite here.
Yeah.
Shite.
And I'm, luckily enough, I'm going to Paris. Everything happens at once with me. And I'm heading to Paris tomorrow. And it's very fucking hot.
Is it?
It's like 26, 27. Which is very hot in Paris.
Clammy.
Mm-hmm. Last time I went, it was like 25 and I was sweating.
It's the humidity.
Humidity. Yeah, but everything happens at once. I literally landed on Saturday night, unpacked, repacked and went on a plane again for a conference on Monday. Got back on Wednesday after a 5-hour fucking delay in the worst airport in the world and unpack, repack again. It's just...
Jesus.
How did I do this?
I don't know.
Do you remember I used to do this?
I have no idea. Like, you don't have that experience where, like, you know, most people are like, oh, the airport, it's the melting pot. It's the most exciting bit.
I hate that kip. I hate that kip. Dublin airport's shit.
And I don't blame you.
Dublin airport is shit. Every other airport is shit. Like, I don't think I've ever had one bit of fun in an airport.
I have grey cracking them because I don't go away as much as you, so it's grand, like... Which is, you know, different lifestyles. Different lifestyles.
I just find them very boring.
Yeah, boring.
Boring.
This episode.
Yeah.
It's a very good idea from you. I love this idea. So this is basically things that we think we could do without fucking bother.
No, like no train.
With zero to very little prior training.
Yeah.
And the example you gave me was like, you could be... like a proper cake decorator.
Like no, like an actual...
cake boss.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, not just a cake decorator, lads. I fully think, like, I was sitting on TikTok watching this girl and she was like, okay, it's 6 a.m. I've got 12 orders for today. And I was like, that's shy. She's banging out these cakes and I was like, that's fucking shy.
Can you bake a cake in the first place?
No.
No.
I burn them every time.
Do you even have a Victoria, like, sandwich tin?
No.
No.
Okay. No, none of those things.
You have none of them.
No.
Okay. And so you'd be like, you'd be a contender on Is It Real or Is It Cake?
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Fully. Like, you know the way they made, you know that alien remains that they found and they made a cake out of it too?
Yeah.
I feel like I could do that. Like
the Jason Derulo cake.
Yeah.
You could
I could do it. No bother. I could do any of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's fully like delusional in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also feel like I could do, like, pull off a proper, like, Olympic dive. No prior training. None.
Can you swim?
I can.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But that's another thing. I think I'm a great swimmer. I'm probably moving at, like, the speed of a snail in the water. And I'm like, I'm flat out here. I'm doing laps here. I'm doing legs.
I can't swim properly. I just do the doggy paddle.
Okay.
Like, and I'm the one in the, like, the parenthood that brings Bobby swimming.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's go down there, the deep end. I'm like, Bobby.
Mommy can't do that.
Let me tell you something. I can't take care of myself down there.
I'm not taking care of you, you little arsehole.
I'll be holding on to you with your little armbands to keep me afloat. So
you'll be behind on your own. Sort of rubber ring.
And then this crack of people saying, like, just relax and you'll float on the... Fuck off. What are you talking about? Just relax and you'll flow. You serious?
I'd rather not. Thank you.
But at the same time, I do think I'd survive like a sink, like the sinking of a ship.
Yeah, it's mad. I think I'd survive a plane crash. No one does, yeah. But I think I would.
Don't really need training for that.
No.
Well, I'm fully like,
I'm like, what's the thing that would kill me? Impact? Sure, I just jump.
I just use the ejector seat.
I just pop off my life jacket, make a parachute out of it, and I jump out of the plane before it. Yeah, I jump out the plane before it landed, and most of the crash into water. Sure, I'd swim. I'm very good at that. I'm good at diving. You see,
it takes you 7 business days to get to a lifeboat. Actually. Oh, and it's fucking 3 feet away.
That's what I mean. I'm like, sure, if a plane was about to crash into it, I would just simply open the door and jump out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of my way, bitches. Yeah, that, okay, fair enough. I'm kind of like that where, like, do you know how I have absolutely no I'm the kind of person who'd be like, just print more money. Don't know the behind the scenes of politics or anything like that.
Yeah.
Fully think I would thrive at being Taoiseach.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know?
I'd just make the right decisions that would make everyone happy.
Exactly.
Everyone would be happy.
Everybody. I would cater to everybody's needs.
Yeah. Everyone would be like, why haven't we let her out this previously? And I'd be like, oh, I know.
I do. And like, I think that about taxi drivers as well. Every time, like, no, not right, far right wing taxi drivers, but like the ones who actually come up with good points. I'm like, you should be Taoiseach. You should be president.
Sorry, what is with taxi drivers having the best political knowledge?
And they literally, I mean, they're making too much money to stop the taxiing. But I'm also like, if you were on Endicenny or Leo Varadkar's wage, like if you were guaranteed that, you should be Taoiseach. Do you know? You would be able to make everybody happy. I'd be delighted if you were Taoiseach.
Get off the roads. We've got a new gig for you.
Exactly, yeah. Now, I do think we should preface this by saying, obviously, we don't know the ins and outs of these actual careers, because I'm sure we'll get people, you know, like...
They might just sound ridiculous. It's kind of a joke. It's literally the whole point.
It's the whole point, it's kind of the whole point. Obviously, like, we've talked at length before about, like, paying somebody their worth. You're not just paying for the service that you're getting. You're paying for the years of experience that they have. And obviously that stands here, so this is just a bit of a joke. A bit of a...
We're just having a laugh. If you're not in the mood for a laugh, then I'll pop on... What's a serious podcast? I don't know any of them. Pop on Diary of a CEO there. Get inspired.
Pop on
People who actually did it. People who actually did it rather than me and Jen just sitting here talking about it.
I'm like, I could do that.
Literally. Roger Mann on the other day who created Spotify.
Yeah.
And you know the usual, I was a college dropout, I didn't fit in. I'm like, how do you all have the same fucking story?
Yeah, I know it is.
How did nobody's like you?
Like, fuck's sake, I know. But you put a box out and you asked other people what they think they're fully capable of without zero to very little prior training. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go from the bottom. I think we have a few DMs there as well, do we?
We do. The one that sent me to the moon and back was DIY. So much so that I ordered my kitchen with no carpenter booked, and I figured I'd do it myself.
There's no ending to that story, though. I want to know.
No, I did. I said, can we see the results? Are you ready to see the results?
Fuck. Right, okay.
Right?
Oh,
that's banging.
That is a good kitchen.
That's a good How the fuck did you do that? Wow.
This is where I realised I had made a mistake. What's the mistake? I don't see one.
It's the electrics, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I mean,
that would have been difficult. Yeah.
Jesus. Sorry, I know this isn't visual for you listening, but no, that's a banging job. She did really well.
That's a really good job.
Well done, you.
Good for her with the power tools and all. She said, turned out grand, never again. Just pay somebody to do it.
Oh, yeah. No, well, that's, I mean, if you have the money. But I'm kind of like that with DIY as well. I'm just like, because I'm in the middle of a renovation at the minute.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, the kitchen at the minute, like, there's walls gone down, there's RSJs gone in, there's plastering. It's a big steel fucking yoke. It's a big steel, like, what am I trying to say? Like a plank, but steel.
Yeah.
And it's to hold your ceiling up when you knock a wall down. So when you knock a wall down, it's going to bellow. So you need to support it. Mm-hmm. So you put the, it's called an RSJ, right?
Okay, fair.
I don't know what RSJ is short for.
Raised.
Rigid steel.
Standing.
Junction. No, I don't know what it is, right? But that's what it's there. Electrician came in. Plaster is happening at the start next week. Getting a little toilet downstairs now.
No, flat out.
Pretty fucking fancy. And then my kitchen's getting fit. Now, that's all being paid for. That's all getting fired people to do that. But then when they leave, I'm kind of on my own then. So I'm just like, I'll do the rest with Billy Bookcases.
Oh my god, not the fucking Billy Bookcase. She's been on TikTok.
My sitting room be full of Billy Bookcases. Now, I will say, I built Bobby's wardrobes by myself and we're nearly there with them. It's taken a year, but I did them. And
it has taken a long time, hasn't it?
Well, that's just because I stopped doing it. It's not that I've been doing it for a year. It's just that I just stopped. Do you know what I mean?
So where's this stuff been going?
I haven't been getting stuff. I just go to IKEA when I'm like, when I get a burst of energy. Which hasn't happened much over the last year.
No, but where's this little clothes and stuff go?
They're in the wardrobe. I just didn't have doors and stuff like that on them.
Oh, I'm lolling.
Do you know what I mean? I just had the carcasses, which is a horrible name. Open plan. Yeah, open plan. They were on little coat hangers before that. But I will. I'll post a video of when they're done. I think they look quite well. I'm at the stage now where I have everything in situ, of the doors on, of the lights up, of the whole shebang. It's trying to make them look fitted now.
Mm-hmm.
I have the extra little bits of wood. I just need to caulk them in, basically.
Yeah.
But I couldn't be arsed. Do you know what I mean? Can't be arsed.
Can't be arsed.
CBA. You know? But I'm the same when it comes to DIY. I'm like, should we just do that ourselves?
We could do that easily.
We'll do that ourselves. Yeah. That's the answer to everything.
Sure. Do that easily. Sure,
then
we can do that in a
heartbeat. Them units, get the round number. We'll paint the walls the same colour. Round numbers. That's something I discovered. If you get a unit, right?
Yeah.
Of a specific colour, get the round number.
Yeah.
You can get a paint mixing shop to make up the exact same colour.
Yeah.
Job's OXO.
Job done.
To know you could get a specific round number, like. Bathroom places don't give you round numbers. They're very exclusive. Just bring your drawer in. A good paint mixer will peel now.
I just said they're very exclusive. And I was like, sleuth.
Exclusive. Somebody in the box here said, only doing on holiday. Oh, wait, hang on a sec. Where's the first part of that? Hang on. Represent Ireland as a... Okay. Only doing it on holiday as a kid, but could represent Ireland at Olympics for badminton.
Oh. Yeah.
It does look like a piece of piss, doesn't it?
I used to play badminton in school and I was like, I'm savage at this.
Yeah. When you get a good bounce of the shuttle.
Lost every match and I was like, I'm so good. It mustn't be me. It's
I remember we had like this thing. You used to be able to go up to the community centre during summer, you know, like just keep kids off the street.
Yeah.
And you'd be doing badminton and you'd be fucking dead.
Molly on that shuttlecock.
Then you go out to the AstroTurf and start playing tennis and you'd be shy. They're bigger rackets. It's a girthier, like.
It's a handle.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely shy at tennis. Whopper at badminton.
You can't have both. You can't have everything. You're going to represent.
Well, it's very. Badminton is elegant tennis.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, fair.
It's a longer racket. It's light. It's girly.
It's very like.
It's a fancy ball.
It's like
ball.
A warm up. Shuttlecock.
Yeah. It's a fancy ball.
Yeah.
It has a little tail, and little angel wings on it.
But there's something. Do you know what I love about a badminton racket? It's springy. It's real springy.
It's so springy.
So you used to like hit off your trainer.
It's like, bing, the little bing, 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 bing. Yeah, it's just a little boing.
Yeah, and like the whoever was your teacher at the time, or your instructor, or your coach, be fucking fuming. Stop doing that. Like bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, it is.
Why I'm standing here? What's the issue?
Very bouncy.
Yep.
Somebody else said watching the professional dancers on Strictly Come Dancing, like oh yeah, Grant. I fully think I could win Dancing with the Stars.
I'm like a little jive. It's a piece of piss.
Yeah.
And then I can't even do like an 8 count. I can't even do a fucking TikTok. Sorry, as well, when I'm looking at TikTok dances, I'm like, I would smash that.
Can't even
do the first move.
I can't even.
I haven't even attempted because I know I'm so bad. But for some reason in my head, I'm like, I would smash that one. That's easy, like.
Carla, I can't even walk up the stairs.
No, I know.
Like, I can't.
I'm fully like, see that? Yeah, paint the town red. I'm fucking smashing it. I don't know how the fuck
Renegade.
They do it.
Well.
Renegade, absolutely.
Piss off.
Hit the Kwan, here I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, yeah. Fuck's sake. Teach me how to doggy. I'll teach you how to doggy.
No!
I feel like I could easily drive a Dublin bus even though I haven't passed my normal test yet. No. Lol. I'm the same.
No, I don't think I could drive a bus. That's one thing that I know that I'm fully not confident in.
I was only thinking about this last night because I was trying to gather like a list of stuff where I'm like, yeah, I could do that. But now I thought about it in the terms of like an article. Are we?
Scania, like.
Fucking. And like, I was like, okay, it has like 18 gears, but it's like any other vehicle. You get in, you just have to get used to it.
Didn't even know it had 18 gears.
I don't think it's 18. I think it's like, it's an awful lot more than a car, right?
I didn't even know it had more gears than a car.
I know it does. It has like, it's a stupid amount of gears in it. But, and like, obviously, you have this big fucking, big huge yoke at the back of it. And like it does, it's rigorous training because I actually know somebody who went for their RTEC license, but I'm just like, I went from a manual to an automatic and that took a bit of getting used to, but after an hour, you're grand. It's like, it has to be the same with Larry.
It's like driving on the other side of the road when you're on holidays. Yeah. So you're like, it's actually
half an hour in, grand.
Fine, I'm flying it here.
Roundabouts are a bit tricky, but you get used to them.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Fucking delusional. It's just, I think it's just something in your human brain where you're never going to be in that position, so it's easy to just say it.
Yeah.
Do you know?
You're like, I'm flying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Painting. I did one Prosecco in paint class, and I went out the next day and I bought a load of paint, canvas and brushes.
It's, yeah.
That's me. Yeah. I'm like, when I see people do art on their walls, I'm like, oh, I could do that.
Absolutely.
I see, like, honestly, I'm like, oh, I could do that. All I have to do is just copy it. Copy it down.
Copy it, yeah. Crazy. One on one. Or, like, when I see people doing design, mad designs on their wall with, like, frog tape. My fella's a painter. I will still attempt that before I'll ask him for help.
No, I find it gas how you do the painting.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't do the painting, no.
The last time you told me you were doing the painting, and I was like,
I did painting. Do you not know someone who does that? Yeah, no, I did painting on, what did I paint? I just painted me fence out the back. Up in summer, hit, like when we lived in the other house, I did a lot of painting. He just wasn't, he was like, he had the right idea. He was like, we're renting this house. Do you know what I mean?
You were off painting it.
And I was off painting it. Whereas this house, he, to be fair, like the whole exterior he's done. And the interior, like before we, me and Bobby even moved in, he had done. Do you know? And like we will have a lot of bits after these renovations, which he will do. And then he doesn't let me do them. Do you know what I mean?
Aw.
And then every time I do it, he's like, you're actually quite good at that. And I'm like, I fucking know. But that's how I know I'd be a good painter. I'd be like, I'd fucking run rings around you at a painting competition. Just painting 20 years.
Yeah. And you're like,
since he like,
like I'm better than you.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is a real, like, it's funny because I know that we're laughing about this, but there's something about, like, because basically this also came to my brain because I was watching this TikTok and it was a guy being like, he was going through different things that like men have said that they could do. So like, it was something mad. I can't remember the percentages, so don't hold them to me, but it was wild enough that you're getting the idea. So they asked men how many of them think that they could fight a bear.
Mm.
And like in Europe, it was something like 4% of men said that they feel like they could fight a bear. In America, it was 47%.
I mean, that speaks for men and for America.
But that's what I mean. I'm like, that makes so much sense to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me about America at all.
Yeah. And then there was another one, like how many, what percentage of men feel like they could fly a plane without any prior training?
Mm.
And it was like 28% of men in Europe, like 70 something percent of men in America.
Jesus. Yeah, okay.
And there was just a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's just many, many, many counts of them. And I'm like, it is kind of mad though, because sometimes I'll be like talking to Sean about something kind of like that will come up and I can see his little brain. I'm like, you think you could do that, don't you?
Yeah.
You think you could do this. You do, don't you?
Mm. I know. I do. I can't think of a specific example, but I know it's definitely happened with me and Adam. And I kind of looked at him going, he thinks it's just like press a button here and pull a lever there.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. You can see it in their head. Yeah. Why they're looking at you. They're like, yeah. He fully thinks he could do like a winged eyeliner in his sleep.
Oh.
Like attempt it once. Go for it.
I know.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, it's mad.
Like, I say I could definitely do a really good makeup look. I know I can't. I've done this before. This is one thing that I can prove I can't do, but I'll still say it.
I'm going to slay it.
Absolutely slay.
It's like me, sorry, that's me with my hair. For some reason, I save all these videos. Yeah. I'm like, I'm about to recreate this. Every time before I go to like an event, like something important and busy. It took me an hour and 10 minutes to do a messy bun for the Stellar Awards.
Yeah.
An hour and 10 minutes. I was so frustrated. Yeah. My arms hurt.
It's always the same.
So maybe don't attempt it on the day of, you fucking Egypt. Like.
But it doesn't matter whether it's the day of when it comes to a messy bun.
No.
That's, the rules don't apply. You will do the nicest, fucking sexiest, sleekest, like perfect, flawless messy bun just before you go to bed.
As you take your makeup off.
As you take your makeup off. And you cannot be seen in public. But when you go to do it for the event, never the same.
No. Fuck.
No, it's, messy buns are like fingerprints. You will never get two of the same. You will never be able to recreate.
You speak the truth.
I don't know why people even do tutorials of them, because it's like scientifically impossible.
Yeah.
To do the same thing. It's like, this is how I do my messy bun. Bullshit.
Stop lying. How,
it's what, the way you've moved your hands, yeah. The result is never the same. So shut the fuck up.
You're lying.
You're wasting your own time. You're wasting mine.
Yeah.
Don't be disrespecting the both of us like that.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Fair. You speak the truth, yeah.
Right, I need to get back onto this, right? Synchronized swimming, the Olympic one.
Yeah, that's what somebody has
said. Yeah, same. Again, can't even flow.
I'm like, that would be easy. It's just dancing, except in the water.
It's moving. It's not even dancing, it's moving. You're just like putting your arms up and pointing.
Sorry, diving?
Yeah.
Another one.
You've said that, yeah.
Yeah, diving. Like, no problem.
Somebody else said rally driving, just to annoy men.
No, scuba diving, I mean.
Oh, sorry.
You know the way you need to, like, deep sea diving? You know the way there's, like, a months of training?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you can crush your lungs. I'm like, nah, just be floating.
You have a tank on your back. You can breathe. You can relax. Yeah.
I'd be like, nah, that's not what
I'd be like going up into space. You need all that G-force training.
Yeah. I'd be like, nah, just pop me in the spaceship.
You know full well you are fainting in the first 4 seconds.
I'd be like, no.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Pop me up there.
What did I... Oh, yeah, rally driving just to piss off men. I feel like I could be a rally driver as well. It's just putting your foot down.
Sorry, that was another one that they asked men. F1 car driving. Yeah. It was like something outrageous. A percentage of men thought that they could do it. I'm like, you would crash in the first moment.
Yeah. But rally driving is more so like...
Rally driving, yeah, it seems a little bit more like... Yeah. If or like scrambler, like, you know, fun. Like bike racing. Yeah. I feel like I could do that off-road, as well. I can't even go over a hill. I couldn't even go into a puddle without falling off a bike.
Yeah.
And I fully think that I could be doing tricks like flipping my legs off the side.
I know, yeah. I know. I'm like that about like rollerblading. I got a pair of rollerblades in my later life.
Yeah.
I have never been more terrified of a pair of shoes. Like, I was kind of going, fucking hell. I don't remember them being this scary. You have no control when them bad boys are on your feet.
When you're a kid, you just feel like... See, the issue is the last time you did it was when you were a kid. So then as an adult, and when you're a kid, you've no fear.
You have no fear.
Whereas as an adult, you're like, oh. It's like jumping off things. As a kid, you're like, yeah, let me jump off it. As an adult, you're like, I'm not.
Yeah, it's not happening. Be a Michelin star chef. I also feel like this. I feel like Michelin star, it's very fluky. Anybody can do that. It's just whether it works out or not. You know what I mean? Like the doneness of a steak.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you Michelin star compared to, do you know what I mean? Just fluking it in the air fryer.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. And then Michelin star food, unpopular opinion. Look, gack. Some of the shit they put on Michelin star food. And like the portions are tiny. I'm like, oh, stop it. Stop being so pretentious.
But I think it's because it's such rich things that it's all balanced. Like, I really appreciate what they do. But like, I've never looked at a gourmet. And I'm quite into food. But yeah. I've never looked at like a gourmet menu and been like, get that into me now.
No.
Ever.
It's more about the experience.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's to be like, to have the experience. But I've never been like, go on, you fucking boy, you get that into you.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my truth.
So that's your...
I've spoken my truth.
Take, yeah.
It's my take. I 100% believe I would win an Oscar for Best Actress.
Kate Blanchett found shaken at my talent. Don't know where the audacity comes from. My only ever stage performance was at the was the Artful Dodger in our third class production of Oliver.
Yeah, I'm the same.
That's another. I watch. I'm like, that's she's a bad actress. I could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's never, never been one for recalling scripts and lines. And then when I think too much about it, right? When I think about it properly, I get really depressed.
Yeah,
because I'm like, then the realization is like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't even do 5 minutes of it. So then I just immediately stop thinking about it. Like, no, that was sad.
That was it.
Only good vibes.
Don't like feeling sad. The amount of people who think they could win Strictly Come Dancing is astronomical. I have watched enough Greys to be deluded enough to think that I could be a great surgeon. Same. Because them shows have to be kind of correct.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
For them to make sense. So sure. You are actually learning.
Sure.
Do you know?
Makes sense.
Would I do it? Would I open someone up? Probably not.
Maybe not.
No. But I see where she's coming from. I can see the sentiment like behind it. You would kind of. I could definitely drive a tractor. All of us could. You automatically get it on your license.
Of course.
Any of us could. I think that's just a button.
Maybe.
Farmer's cop. Growling listening to this.
Yeah, me there on a cherry picker. Another thing, I think I could drive a fucking crane or a cherry picker and bother swinging it around.
Yeah, oh, stop.
I always feel like people have these inherent talents. You just start and you're just amazing on the first go naturally. And I don't know why, but since I've been about 16, I've always thought, but what if surfing or skiing is mine? I've never had the chance to either, and I likely won't anytime soon, but I will continue thinking, living my delulu all the same.
Yeah, well, you never know. Like, if you've never tried it, saying the sentence, I could do that, is not a lie.
Sorry, that's another thing. I, you know the way, did you ever go down to Delphi or what's the other, Carlingford in school? And then you do the surfing.
I didn't do surfing, I just did archery and sailing.
We did, and again, I remember being furious that I wasn't like Blue Crush the minute that I fucking stepped into the waves.
And you know what, another thing I probably should have said at the start of this, but like preface, whatever, is that the people who do these things do them so effortlessly that it makes it look easy. And yeah. I think that's why we think, because they are so good at it.
But I'm still sitting there watching that cake decorator being like, that's a bit shy.
But that's what I mean.
If I was Danny and it was my 13th birthday, I wouldn't be happy with that.
That doesn't really look like Bart Simpson.
Itchy.
It looks like the Bart Simpson that you've seen drawn at the back of the ice cream van.
It's like messy. You know, right, it certainly does look messy. What's that? It doesn't look like a football.
Doesn't look like Maggie. Looks a bit like evil Maggie. You know the way that there's like a different version of her in the Simpsons.
No, it looks like old Simpsons. You know, like the 90s, very early 90s Simpsons. Yeah.
Yeah, but their hair flows. So weird. Doctor's receptionist. Just to be a pisser and in an unhelpful mood all the time. Simple.
It would suit me.
That's, I think that, anybody, I think everybody deserves a shot at being a doctor's receptionist, to be fair. Just to get their anger out.
Yeah. Why not?
It's probably,
from day one, you can just be annoyed.
Haunt.
Permanently annoyed.
Yeah. HR director. I'm passionate about the workplace, but no education in HR, but I could do this job.
No. I've been in enough HR issues to know that I don't know what's going on.
That's where your line is crossed. You couldn't be a HR director.
That's where I'm like, do you know what? Some of the stuff that I've seen in the workforce, again, managing teams for as long as I used to and as long as I have done in the past, the stuff that happens is absolutely. Maybe one day I'll be able to talk about it. Today's not that day. But the stuff that goes on and you're just like, what is the protocol for this?
But that's, I know, yeah. Cause it's like, so,
what is the protocol?
Some of the situations that come up, it's like, there's no real written for this specific situation. But this is what I was talking about. Like, it's a policy. You need to know the kind of policies behind it. So these are the kind of things, like, I'm like, yeah, I could be Taoiseach, but I don't know about... Like, what is the constitution? Do you need to know that? Like,
I literally don't know. Like, I don't know anything. Do you know? I don't know the process. I don't know anything. I don't know what they do be doing in the doll. Like, I know nothing about it, but I'm sure somebody could tell me, like, in an afternoon.
Yeah. training.
I just need an afternoon of training and I'm sure I'd be fine. That would be enough. Like, just one time somebody showed me around and I'd be absolutely perfect.
Oh, fucking hell. It's like, oh yeah, I know. If I learned that now, I'd be able to pinpoint all the loopholes. We'd be thriving. We'd be thriving as a politician. Oh, she said Taoiseach as well, right? So she has two parts. I could be a guard. Simple.
Fair.
A police officer. Taoiseach, paying taxes, no problem. Boo, I got you.
That's fine.
Love that for her. Yeah absolutely. Pull a pint of Guinness.
I absolutely feel like I could pull a pint of Guinness. Never done it.
But. Have you never? Yeah, I have. It's touch and go.
Nah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This is where I'm like, where the fuck do chefs get their Michelin starness out of? Because it can be a fluke.
You know, do you know what cracks me up, right? Okay. And like, again, I'm not saying anything about this, like, set of skills, but I've always found it interesting how strict they are about bartending versus waitressing. Do you get me? Like, no matter what the pub is, under no circumstances, it doesn't matter if the barman has to run out in the middle of a shift, is anyone pulling a pint other than a barman? It's far more strict. I actually think you get away with cooking food quicker than you as a waitress than you would of like pulling a pint or making a drink. It's madness.
A pint of Guinness, yeah.
I don't know if it's just from my experience, but like from what I've seen and from what I've heard and from what I know and all that other stuff, like it's so like you are not getting behind that bar without doing intensive training.
Yeah.
And even so, you're starting on like the worst shifts. Working your way up to like a busy Saturday. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's absolutely mad. It's such a competitive, intensive thing. So here's me knocking around my home bar thinking that I'd be like at the World Cocktail Championships, can barely make a margarita. Perfected one recipe.
I know, and it is a bit mad. Like in the, you know, the Paddock's pub, they were quite famous for their cocktails at one stage. Like
they were putting them in fucking bubble baths and all this.
I know, but they were gone really viral, I think, on social media, and that's what it was. But my friend was the cocktail maker in there.
Okay.
But he was the only one that seemed to make them. Like nobody else seemed to make them. He was just constantly at the end of the bar making them cocktails.
Do you want a bubble bath? Do you want a fucking umbrella? What one is it that you're going for this time?
I was kind of going, Steph, you must be seeing fucking rainbows by the time you got home. Like the amount of like
shite
that he had to do. Here I was, what the fuck, like you poor thing. But he was just constantly, and he was a really experienced barman.
That's what I mean though. It's like, I'd love to get a barman on and tell me all the intricacies.
Yeah, I know.
Because it just seems to be like, I remember thinking of it back when I was 16 and I worked in the pub. I remember I was like, I need a pint of Guinness, and it was like no fucking barman around. And I was like, is it like, can anybody do this? Yeah. I'm like, no. I was like, what do you mean?
I do feel like they take it very seriously over here. Like when I was bartending, when I was away, I was in a pub, it was an Irish pub, and they did Guinness on tap. So like that was a rare thing to come by.
Yeah.
But I feel like I was shown once and then that was it.
Oh, I feel like...
And I was allowed to do it then.
I feel like Ireland and America and the UK are the only places that I've seen be very like, when you're in fucking the rest of Europe, it's like someone's son is bringing you out a drink. Do you know?
Because you have to pull it up to like a certain point of the branded glass up to the can't even remember what
just
it is
the
now.
GD.
Is it the harp or is it the right now? I can't even remember what it is now. It's been so long. You have to leave it for 86 seconds and then pull the rest of it. And then if the tap, especially like the, it was such a fucking, like the barrels are generally in a different part of the pub where you can't see it. It can be downstairs, it can be upstairs. In our case, it was upstairs and it was really fucking weird. Or it was on the same level. I know it wasn't in the proper position for a proper Guinness. So the tap was always really fucking temperamental. So you could give out a shit pint and it's like, it's the barrel. The barrel is shit. Like, do you know what I mean? I do the same thing every fucking time. It's like a messy bun. It just depends.
Yeah.
And the amount of fuckers that come in and ask for a blackcurrant in it as well. It's like, what's wrong with you? And they'd be turning around here saying, oh, we looked for Guinness all day. Did you? And now you want a bit of blackcurrant in it, you little weirdo. Yeah, the amount of them. Generally German or Dutch.
That's insane.
Wanted a half pint of Guinness with blackcurrant in it.
That's kind of sick.
That was their thing.
Okay, I don't like it. Take it away.
There's a few more here, but I think we might Blast you a few more on Patreon. Shall we wrap this one up? Because there's actually, there's more coming in as we're doing them, so we're just going to be here.
It's the morning, Jen. People love it, so they do.
We're lying in our beds on a Saturday morning saying, I'm going to contribute to this.
Or let the girls know.
Yeah, exactly. I have an unpopular opinion before we go. I think I may be a hypocrite in this because I think we've talked about this before and I was saying how ridiculous it is, but now that I've kind of thought about it, I may have changed my mind.
Okay.
So, this week in particular, there's been a bit more discourse, should I say, over the price of concert tickets.
Yeah.
Like stadium prices for arenas and stuff like that. I kind of think concert ticket prices are justified in the fact that we don't buy CDs anymore. We don't buy albums anymore. They're not.
I know what you're saying because I remember reading an article before where it was like musicians only make their money off touring.
Mm.
But I don't think that's true. Like Taylor Swift and Beyonce do not need to be charging in the three figures for a concert ticket. It's fucking scandalous.
I will say that's true. If they're...
I don't mind giving an up-and-coming artist 50 quid, of course. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind the Olympia charging whatever.
So, but this is what I mean. In terms of, say, like, the big huge ones that are going to be streamed all along, all the time, and the streaming royalties do actually add up.
Yep.
Those ones should be means tested. So don't.
No, but that's what I just don't think it's right. I think it's really fucked up because I think it puts so much pressure on adults.
Yeah.
To try and make it happen. And it's like, it's first of all, the way that they do tickets. And again, I'm not a big, as we know, I fucking hate concerts. So I'm not really the person to think or to talk to about this. But like the online massacre, the like, people being so strange and sending DMs to others being like, you didn't deserve to get those tickets. I have a sick child and blah, 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 blah. And like all this mad shite that goes on with it. And that's created by the artists and their marketing teams. It's not okay. It's in fact, it's anything but okay. It's very un-okay.
Yeah, that is weird. But just in terms of like what they used to earn off their music sales versus what they earn now, I can see why ticket price. So let me rephrase. Yeah. I can see why ticket prices have gone up.
I mean, inflation, that's fine.
That's kind of okay. No, not just inflation, but the fact that they're not earning as much as they used to off CD and tape sales.
But they're making so much more on social ads and, you know what I mean? They're making so much more on fucking festivals. And do you know, it's like, I do understand what you're saying, but you can become so much more of a wealthy celebrity nowadays than you could back then.
I don't think that's true.
I think that's true.
I think they were always flogging shit. And they were always getting paid for like magazine shoots.
But now they're flogging. Back in the day, they were flogging a t-shirt for 20 quid. Now they're flogging a t-shirt for 85 euro. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
well, that's inflation.
It's a t-shirt, Jen.
Yeah, I know.
It's a t-shirt. Like merch and the way that they've made these things. And even like, even stuff like Taylor Swift, when she releases an album, she releases four different kinds with different tracks on each one. It's such a fucking money grab. Do you know what I mean? Everything's such a fucking money grab. And I'm like, that is a marketing team and that is obviously like business and whatever else you want to call it. But I'm like, how fucking rich do you want to be? Like how rich? Look what Coldplay did. They capped the tickets. So did Ed Sheeran. They capped the tickets at a certain price.
Mm.
That's it. They're fucking minted. Do you need the money? No, you don't. You've hit that kind of level of celebrity. You're getting paid millions to like show up to places and do a couple of songs. Like it's not, like I get that world tours are heavy and like it's a bit different when you're in a band because I mean there's fucking 4 or 5 years, do you know? And everybody needs to get paid and that's absolutely fine. But there is insanity. Like by all means, do your tickets and then do your fucking tier two tickets, right?
Mm.
But like this mad stuff of like if you get VIP then you're able to do X, Y, and Z. And then it puts so much pressure, particularly for Taylor. Like Taylor Swift is the number one person. Because I'm like, you know your fan base is young.
Yeah.
You know what is going to be expected. Like this is, and same with Beyonce. I'm like, this is fucked up, lads.
Mm-hmm.
Yous are billionaires.
Yeah.
Cop the fuck on.
I know.
Like, whatever about other people going and doing, as I said, doing live shows and doing whatever, I will pay 50, 60, 70 quid, no problem. But, like, I'm not paying 200. And now, in all fairness, I paid a lot for the Usher tickets, but that's a different thing. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like, it's just a mad...
I know.
Insane shit to go and do it every 2 or 3 years. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I do get where you're coming from, especially with those specific scenarios with those specific artists. But I'm also like, if Taylor Swift is releasing 3 albums, like different versions, kids can also listen to that on Spotify. They don't need to go down to Golden Discs and save up their pocket money.
Oh, they're not on Spotify. That's the issue. It's like all these different things that they do, and they're only on a certain vinyl, and they're only on a certain... That's what I mean.
There's not fucking people buying them, is there?
Yeah, there is. It's Taylor Swift. There's people doing mad shit for that girl.
Oh, gosh.
That's what I mean. It's like, okay, there's different ways.
She's a different fucking kettle of fish, let's just say.
Well, we know she loves money. Like, that's her number one thing. Yeah. And, like, she's number one, like... I don't know why. I'm like, I do know why. It's greed. But, like, just chill out for a few minutes. And it's, like, doing these things for the fans and doing these things, like, and, like...
Yeah.
Like, I just think it puts way too much pressure on, especially in this economy.
Yeah, I get you. No, we do get you.
You know?
I think... Well, I suppose, like, she's a completely different example, I suppose, and especially with her demographic. What I was meaning was...
Like, name a concert ticket that you think is a good price.
I don't even know any of them. I know that they're, like, an extra 50 quid on top of what they were, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of, like, okay with that, because I'm, like, they're not selling as many CDs as they used to. And I'm simplifying it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, where my opinion is coming from. Obviously... It's not an awful lot more intricate than that, and then it depends on who the artist is. But I'm kind of like, an extra 50 quid is kind of justified.
But I think artists have way more opportunities nowadays than they used to. Back then, you had to have a shit manager who would sign you into a shit deal, and you would get paid fuck all, except it would seem like you were working all of the time.
Mm.
Nowadays, you can get big on, like, look at Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
That girl came up on TikTok. Do you know what I mean? And now she's selling out world tours, and she is like the it girl of music. It's happened to so many people. It's so good.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
So I'm like, I feel like, yeah, but there's so much more opportunity now. And I know it's like a flooded, you know, there's a lot more people doing it, and it's a flooded market. But I'm like, the fact that people can literally pop off from one song.
I know, it's madness.
You know? That's insane. Like, look at Ice Spice.
I don't know who that is.
Boys a liar.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's, like, doing features with Nicki, and you know what I mean? Now she, like, her songs are, like, Cardi B. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing where it just comes out of...
Kind of
like, Cardi B was a laughing stock.
Yeah.
You know? And now she's, like, a rap queen, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, do you want to listen to me stomper?
I do. When we're speaking of music, yeah. Have you got a stomper?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Carla's stomper of the week.
I need to change that tune, I think, sometimes. Yeah.
Why?
Because I'd like to get some, like, percussions going, like, some background music. Anyway.
Are you going to make it?
Yeah.
Right.
Doing GarageBand.
Doing GarageBand? Oh, I could produce a podcast. There's another one from Carla.
For Usher. You want to be all up in your head. A song I believe people
don't know. Don't fucking play it that long, you'll get banned. Okay. But girl, that's so... Frank Jesney. Can't play it for more than... We'll get banned, Carla. We'll get banned.
What, on YouTube? Who watches us on YouTube?
There's a few.
There is a few, actually. Anyway, Hey Daddy by Usher. It's a song that I feel like doesn't get its...
What's this about you going to see Usher?
I'm going to Usher.
When?
In Paris. Leslie Ann Music Gala.
Oh, is that where you're going?
That's where I'm going.
I was
going
to ask you what Paris was in aid of.
So Usher is doing a residency in Vegas, right?
Mm.
And his concerts look fucking incredible. Say what you want about Usher. His concerts look... We did a whole podcast episode on him. His concerts look insane.
Mm.
And his catalogue... When you go on Spotify and go to Usher Radio, you are like, you're literally I forgot about this one.
Yeah.
The whole time. Anyway, his concerts look insane. I'm not a concert goer. And he's the only person that I've actually been like, I really want to go to this. Because it's like, you are dancing from start to finish.
And I'd say when you're looking at him dancing, you're going to be like, oh, I can't
look at you.
Like, oh,
look at my feet. Look at anywhere else. That's what I mean.
To look away for a second.
The man is He's so good. Yeah, yeah. He's such an, you know, like an entertainer. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that is, he is just amazing.
He's a showman.
And he creates, like, he curates these shows. Like, he does the rollerblades and everything. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, I'm so excited for I Don't Mind. Anyway, we were going to go to Vegas to see him. But he wouldn't release the fucking dates because it was like, I wanted to go on New Year's. Apologies. Early mornings. And he wouldn't release the fucking dates because he's doing the residency and the residency was supposed to finish up in October. Then BravoCon was coming. And I was like, oh my God, if he does dates around the same time as BravoCon, I'm going to be able to go to Vegas and go to BravoCon as well as going to see Usher. This is perfect. Still wouldn't release the dates. I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. So it was just getting too late. And then when BravoCon announced, because BravoCon's normally in New York. I'm doing it in Vegas this year. Anyway, tickets sold out. I was like, oh, that dream's dead. That's all well and good. And then for my birthday, Stacey bought me a trip to Paris. She was like, we're going to Paris, blah, blah, blah. I was like, great. But we hadn't booked it yet because she was like, your diary's mad, which is fair.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how this happened. And then it's Paris Fashion Week right now. And he decided that he was going to take a break from his Vegas residency and come over and do a set of shows in Paris for Paris Fashion Week and then go back. But it's the same residency show, just in Paris.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
So that is perfect. Right. So I was like, get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good now. Very good.
So we're going to Paris.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Are we going to see Jason Derulo?
When's he coming?
I don't fucking know. I have to look it up.
I just feel like, do we have to give him money?
But yeah, we hate him, but we fucking love him.
We do love him. Yeah.
And like,
where is he playing?
Tree Arena.
I hate that place.
And I know, like, when they go on sale, they're not going to sell out. Like, they didn't the last time.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know?
Yeah, fair.
Anytime soon. So we probably, they're probably on sale about a week. We still have time. Do you know what I mean? Bless them.
Yeah.
But I do think it shall be a lot of fun.
Let me see how much they are.
Yeah, let's give it a go. Anyway, we're going to wrap up here. Thanks very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed and we will talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.